We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud, and we will begin about 10 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, the two dots, the Kulon Shechasru. So the Mishnah Daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis brought a machlokes, Rabbi Lozar and the Chachamim regarding the halachos of Halo'as Chutz. The Mishnah discussed Hakoimetz Valavoina, Vahaktoires, Uminchas Koyhanim, Uminchas Koyim Mashiach, Uminchas Nesachim, where somebody was makriv a kezayis of it pachotz. He wasn't makriv all of it pachotz. He was only makriv a kezayis of it pachotz. Chachamim say chayiv, it's halo aschotz. Rabbi Lazar, some have the girsa, Rabbi Eliezer says, yepater achi yakriv eskulon. And the basis of the machloikis is, because what's unique about those things mentioned in the Mishnah is when they were brought bifnim in the Beis HaMikdash, they had to be brought in the entirety. So if the kohen would be makter a chelik of the kohenitz, but not the entire kohenitz, if a kohen would be makter some of the Levina, but not all of the Levina, some of the Ketores, but not all of the Ketores, the Kohen would not be Mekayim his Chayvas Haktar. So Bifnim, you had to be Makhtar all of it. The question is, does that mean that the only time you Chayv Bachutz is if you also are Makhtar or Makriv all of it, or no? Maybe Bifnim, you have to be Makriv all of it. But at the end of the day, if you're Makriv, a Shir, Choshev, even if a kezayis of it pachotz, that would be enough to say that you were makter something that has dinei haktar b'fnim, and as a result, you'd be chayev for the kezayis pachotz, and that's the machlokes. The chachamim say chayev, Rabbi Loza says potter, stating that the Mishnah said v'kulan shechasru kol shuv v'hekrivu pachotz potter. Everybody agrees that if some of the kaimitz got lost, so you don't have all the kaimitz, and now you were makriv what's remaining of the kaimitz pachotz, even if it's a kezayis, in that case, everybody holds you're going to be potter. Meaning the machlokes Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim is where you have all the kaimetz, none of it was chaser, it's all in front of you, you just were a makter all of it. So are you chayv, are you potter? But if some of it is lost, the kulam shechaser over there, even the Chachamim are going to agree that you're not chayv for a kezayis, you're going to be potter. Says the Gemara, Ibayluhu, chesaron de chut shmei chesaron, ayloi shmei chesaron. When the Mishnah says that if some of the kaimetz, just picking kaimetz as an example, but really this halach is true for the kaimetz and the levina and the ktairis, the minchas kayanim, the minchas kayanim, Mashiach and the Minchas Nesach. So when the Mishnah says that if some of it was lost and then you makter a kezayis, even the Chachamim Amoydi going to be potter, is that true only if some of it was lost bifnim in the Beis Hamikdash itself, or would it be true even if some of it was lost bechutz? What's the shaila? Mi Amrina, do you say given the nafak ifsalahu, being that the moment you took the kaimetz out of the azara, the kaimetz became pasul? So yoytze, so mali chaser, mali yaser. At this point, what difference does it make if you're missing some of it, you're not missing some of it? It's possible anyways. Meaning, the Gemara assumes that the reason if you're missing some of the kaimetz, the halach is now, according to everybody, if you're makter, a kezayis, you're going to be potter, is because the halach is that kaimetz shenichsera is possible. Meaning, because now the kaimetz is possible. And the only time you chayev for halach chutz is if you're makter a dover that's roi lefnim, something that's roi to go on the mizbeach. But being that this is chaser, and as a result this a psul chaser, it's no longer fit to be brought in the oil mayed. As a result, you're going to be potter for Allah's chutz. But says the Gemara, if it became chaser after it left the Azara, it was anyways possible before it became chaser. It was nifsal b'yaytze. And still there's a chiddush that even though it's possible, like we saw in the beginning of the parak, still the halach is a chiyav Allah's chutz. So at this point, does it bother me that there's another psul? Aydoma, maybe no. Yaytze di isa b'einayin, the less b'einayin. Maybe there's a difference between psul yaytze and the psul chaser. Psul yaytze is okay. There's a chiyav Allah's chutz for all emurim that were yaytze, despite the fact that there's a psul yaytze, but that's because it's isa b'einayin. At the end of the day, I have the entire basar. But maybe if it's leisa b'einayin, where I'm missing some of it, like I'm missing some of the kaimetz, etc. Maybe over there it's going to be different. I'm Rabbi Tashma, I'll bring you a riot. Rabbi Loza Poiter, Achayakav Eskulam. Rabbi Loza says that you're potter unless you're makter all of it. Meaning, if you're not makriv the entire kaimetz, you're going to be potter. What do you see from there? You see that you have to have all of it. It's just that you see from there that you certainly don't have to have all of it. Because if you don't have to be makriv all of it, then certainly there's no issue of chaser. But Amalei Rabba bar Rav Chana Labaya, mid Rabba Lazar Pashat Mar, how are you bringing a raya from Rabba Lazar? We know according to Rabba Lazar, there's no issues at all. Rabba Lazar holds you don't have to be makriv all of it. So Rabba Lazar is the big maker when it comes to this halacha. The question is, according to the Chachamim, that hold that you do have to be makriv all of it, stating that if it was chaser, you're going to be potter. Again, according to the Chachamim, that you don't have to be makriv all of it, stating that if it's chaser, you're going to be potter. The question is, if it became chaser b'chutz, does it make a difference or not? Amalei. So the Gemara says, no. What I meant to say was that beferish mi lemine de Rav. I heard from Rav that Adkan lipti rabbanu led Rabbi Lazar el isabein. I heard that the whole machlokes Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim was only if it's isabeine. Avol bichesarin moidile. That the Chachamim amoida, that if it's missing, that you're not going to be chayiv. Lav de chaser b'chutz. When we say that the Chachamim amoida, when it's chaser, doesn't mean even if it became chaser b'chutz, after it was yoytze, the Gemara says, no, loy de chaser b'fnim. Maybe it's talking about where it was chaser b'fnim. Says the Gemara, Tashma, bring you right from the Mishnah. Kulon shechaseru v'hikrivim b'chutz, but the Mishnah says, clearly, that if it was chaser, and then you were makrivit, everybody holds, even the Chachamim, you're going to be pot. Lav de chaser b'chutz. Aren't we talking even about where it was chaser b'chutz? The Gemara says, no. How do you know that? Chaser b'fnim. Maybe it's talking only where it was chaser bif. And the last line of the Mishnah was hamakriv kachin ve'emurim b'chutz chayes. If someone's makriv kachin ve'emurim, meaning the basar and the emurim were attached to each other. Rashi says shehikriv habasar v'ha'emurim mechubarim bay. So if somebody was makriv emurim b'chutz, so that's a bad thing. That's halas chutz. But what was unique was that basar was attached to the emurim. The halach is chayev. Freik the Gemara. Chayev amai v'ikachatzitzo. Isn't the basar being chayitz between the emurim and the mizbeach and the fire, that's pachutz. As a result, you should be potter. And l'chura, the base of the Gemara's question is that the only time you chayef alos chutz is if you do it similar to the way it was done b'fnim. And being that b'fnim, there's a halacha that there can't be a chatzitza between the emurim and the maracha, then pachutz, there shouldn't be able to be a chatzitza between the emurim and the maracha as well. And the Gemara's argument is that the basar should be a chatzitza between the emurim and the maracha. Because being that there's no din hakrova on the basar, there was no haktoras pnim on the basar. There's no isra alas chutz on the basar. So the basar is just getting in the way. So if it's just getting in the way between the emurim and the maracha, it's a chatzitza. It's a freak to Gemara. Why you chayv amashmul kishahavchan? It's talking about where you positioned it in a way where the basar wasn't in between the emurim and the maracha, but rather the emurim were making direct contact to the maracha. As a result, it wasn't chayitza. Maybe it was, you could be making the Mishnah even without this Akimta. Perhaps the Mishnah is going to Reb Shimon. We had Reb Shimon earlier in the Perek, in a Mishnah, where Reb Shimon says that in order to be Chayef Allah Aschutz, you don't need the Allah to be on a Mizbeach. Even if it's on a Sela, on an Evan, that would be enough to be Chayef. What do you see from Reb Shimon? That there's no halacha that the Allah Aschutz has to be Dum Yud HaHalah Aspenim. You have to be Maila, something that's Royal Afnim. But in the physical, the actual act of Haktorah, it doesn't have to be done in the same way that had you done a bifnim, it would have been kosher. As a result, there shouldn't be a problem with chatzitza. Why would there be an issue of chatzitza? Because doesn't the halas chutz have to mirror the halas pnim? The answer is no. Reb Shimon holds that halas chutz could be even on a rock. Now, you can't do halas pnim on a rock. That's pasha. The mitzvah aktara had to be on the mizbeach. On the mizbeach achitza. So from the fact that Reb Shimon holds that you could do it even on a rock, you see that the halas chutz does not have to mirror the halas pnim. As a result, there won't be a problem of chatzitza. Rav Amar Rav says the whole question is a mistake. It's based on a faulty premise. You're assuming that the basar would be chaytzeitz between the emurim and the maracha. The basar and the emurim are of the same min. They're both meat of the same animal. Different dinim. One has a mitzvah sachila, the other one has a mitzvah saktara. But at the end of the day, it's the same min. And as a result, there's a rule, there's a principle. Min b'minoy einoy chaytzeitz. I think if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, it would emerge. The Gemara has the kasha. Shouldn't the basar be chaytzeitz between the emurim and the basar in the case where someone was maila kachin ve emurim b'chutz? As a result, why are you chayef? The assumption is halos chutz has to be dumi that don't split. And just like halos pnim, there's halacha of chatzitza. By halos chutz, there should be halacha of chatzitza as well. So, frank the Gemara, why are you chayev? What happened to chatzitza? The Gemara gave three terutzim. Only one of the three terutzim was min de mina yeni chaytzitz. It would sound like the amirain that gave the first two terutzim did not hold of the halacha of min de mina yeni chaytzitz. It's a little bit of a problem because who are the amiram in this Gemara? It's the gedolei amirah. It's Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, and Rav. That's the order that the Gemara brings them in. Shmuel said kisha hafchan. Rav Yochanan said hamani Rav Shim. It was only Rav that said that min b'minei eini chaytzitz. It would emerge then l'chura that it's only Rav of these three amirah that holds min b'minei eini chaytzitz. Shmuel and Rav Yochanan would seem to hold that no, it's a good kasha. The baser is a chatzitza. In other words, even though it's min b'minei chaytzitz. The problem is, there's a klal that every time there's a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. So based on klolei ashas, you should walk away from this Gemara and think, min b'mina is a chatzitza. Because Rabbi Yochanan had to say, hamani Rav Shimini. It was only Rav that said, min b'mina yeni chaytzitz. The problem is the Rambam paskins, min b'mina yeni chaytzitz. And there's a klal throughout shas of min b'mina yeni chaytzitz. L'chura based on this Gemara, other Gemaras as well. But based on the basic klolei ashas and the amoyroim, that explained our Mishnah, it would seem to be a machlekes Rav on one side, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan on the other side, and it's only Rav that holds min b'minei nechaytzitz. Now, hot tenach, the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, we know the machlekes is like Rav when it comes to Isser, like Shmuel when it comes to Mammonis. This is a question not of Mammonis, this is not a chesh, we're not learning above a basra now, this is a question of Isser the Heter, and as a result, Allah would follow Rav, the min b'minei nechaytzitz. But the problem is Rabbi Yechanan was Messiah al Shmuel, and whenever there's machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, Allah is like Rabbi Yechanan. So based on Kol Yashas, the halacha should be min b'minei nechaytzitz. And we know the halacha, the Rambam paskins, min b'minei nechaytzitz. The emes is the kash is even more tamua. The Avnei Nezer in a tshuva, it's in Yerideya Simin Reish Samech Vav and Hilchas Tefila. So the Avnei Nezer over there asks that the emes is, I found another Rabbi Yechanan Shas, Rabbi Yechanan holds min b'minei nechaytzitz. So Avnei Nezer asks a serious Rabbi Yechanan. Arsul, Rabbi Yechanan seems to hold min b'minei nechaytzitz. I have another Rabbi Yechanan that holds that min b'minei nechaytzitz. Now Avnei Nezer says Yisoy that we've mentioned in a different context, we'll mention the Yisoid Bekitzer. And that is that Rabbi Yochanan could be held that it's not enough when it comes to Halas Pnim, when it comes to Haktaras Pnim, for there not to be a Chatzitza between the Emurim and the Maracha. There's actually a positive halacha that says that the Emurim have to be on the fire. Meaning, if all there was a halacha that said that there can't be a chatzitza between the emurim and the fire, then you can argue that the basar is not a chatzitza. Why? Because min b'mina yeini chaytzitz. The problem is, says the Avnei Nezer, that the halacha that says that you can't have a chatzitza between the emurim and the fire says more than that. It says not just that there cannot be a chatzitza, but that the emurim have to physically be on the fire. So says the Avnei Nezer, it could be you could hold min b'minei eini chaytzitz from today till tomorrow, and it's true the baser is not a bechefza a chatzitza between the emurim and the maracha. But at the end of the day, are the emurim on the maracha? No, it's not on the maracha. At the end of the day, there's something in between. Now, albeit that something that's in between in halacha doesn't have the capacity to be a chaytzitz. So in the laws of chatzitza, there is no chatzitza. But at the end of the day, the Emurim is not touching the Maracha. And being that the Emurim is not touching on the Maracha, that in and of itself is going to be apostles. So it says that the Nezer could be the Machloikis in our Sugya. The Machloikis between Rav on the one hand and Shmuel Rav Yechon on the other hand is not whether Mimimine Chaitzitz and Mimimine Eni Chaitzitz. It could be all the Amirayim. And including Rabbi Yochanan held that min b'mina yeni chaytzitz. The reason that Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel did not want to dismiss this Gemara simply by saying min b'mina yeni chaytzitz is because they held that there's another halacha in the din chatzitza that it says with regards to the emurim being on the maracha, and that is that it's not enough that there's no chatzitza, but the emurim have to physically be on the fire. And being that they're not physically on the fire, even though the thing that's being mafzik is something that's not chaytzitz, that just means it's no chatzitza. But is it physical? Is it touching the fire? It's not touching. Nobody can tell you the emurim are touching the fire. Just because the thing in between is not a chatzitza doesn't mean that they're touching the fire. As a result, it's for that reason that Amiram had to come out to another akimta. But in terms of the sugi is a min b'mine, chaytzitz min b'mine. So the machlaikis over here is not a general machlaikis. At first glance, this seems to be an international shayla. Min b'mine, chaytzitz min b'mine, any chaytzitz. There could be 25 nafkiminas in halacha. Says that Nezer, no. This machlaikis is a machlaikis in kachim. It's a very zvachim digamach. machloikis. It's a shailo when there's a din that there couldn't be anything chaitzis between the emurim and the fire. Is it merely that you can't have a chatzitza, or is there a din that the emurim had to physically be on the mizbeach? If there's a din that the emurim had to physically be on the mizbeach, then you could all mimim mini chaitzis. It's not going to make a difference. Avni needs a shtel su this shailo to the shailo that the gemara brought in Perek Hamizbeach Hamikdash, where the avim mizbeach is kimizbeach dami, or avim mizbeach is lavkim mizbeach dami. What's the question? Whether avim mizbeach is kimizbeach? Right. If you have a murim, it's in the Avram Mizbeach, and let's say fire is shooting up and it's roasting the Emurim. Are you mekayim the mitzvah saktar? Avram Mizbeach kimizbeach dami. The context in Perek Mizbeach Mekadosh was with regards to Malul Yerdu. If something touched the Avram Mizbeach, do you say that the Avram Mizbeach was Mekadosh? So now that it's a din in Malul Yerdu, or is it not Mekadosh? There's no halacha of a Malul Yerdu. He says, what's the shaila? Mamish the shaila. If the halacha of putting something on the Mizbeach is that it has to be physically on the fire, then if there's Avra in between, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's not physically. But if it's merely a halacha that there can't be a chatzitza, Avra is never a chatzitz. Being that Avra is never a chatzitz, it's not going to be an issue. Where we've spoken out raid like this in the past, again, me'inyan le'inyan, is with regards to a davalach. The Gemara says a davalach is not chatzitz. The context that the Gemara says it is a very kachemdig context. The Gemara says that on Erev Pesach, when they used to bring the carbon Pesach, so they used to plug the amma, that was the drain that would take all the liquids, the blood and the water, out of the azar. And the reason they did it, according to the Chachamim, was Shvachu l'bnei Yaharin sheyechu ad arkev esayim bedam, because they wanted the camp to get dirty, get messy. And it was a Shvach for the Kehanim to get dirty and to get messy, because it Shvachu l'bnei Yaharin sheyechu ad arkev esayim bedam. But the Gemara asks Akasha, isn't there a problem of Chatzitza? We know the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak of Masechta Zvachim that the Koyen had to be walking on the Ritzba, and if he did the Avoida al Regal Chaveri, it would be a problem. So the Churi standing on blood. So the Gemara says, so Dovalach, a Dovalach is any Chaitz. It's Makshama Oilam. The Koyen Gadol, after he used to go to the Mikvah on Yom Kippur five times, the Chomesh Tfilos, so it says he would have to dry himself. The Mishnah Malach says the reason he had to dry himself was because the water would be a chatzitza between him and his big day kahuna. L'chur it's a davalach. A davalach is any chaytzes. So the Chidam, the Ke Yosef, and other Achreinim say that Vaistos, the Mishnah Malach held that this halacha, that the big day kahuna had to be on the basar of the Kohen, is not a halacha merely that you have to make sure there's no chatzitza. There was a din al basara that it had to be literally on the bus. If all there is a halacha that there can't be a chatzitza, a davalach is not chatzitza. The water wouldn't be a chatzitza between the big nekuna and the Kohen, just like the blood wasn't a chatzitza between the feet of the Kohanim and the Ritz Basazar when they were doing the avoid, the Erev Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash. The point is, here there's a halacha, it has to be literally al basara. Literally al basara, it's not. A davalach could be any chatzitza. That just means in the laws of chatzitza, there's no chatzitza. But at the same time, is it al-Basari? It's not al-Basari. So this is another area in Allah where you find the same thing, where you would think at first glance the Gemara is saying Allah and Chatzitza, but really, if you dig a little bit deeper, the Gemara is saying something more than that. Just like there's a halacha that Birkei Yosef and other Achreinim to be Masber, a Mishnah Melech, said that the Big Day Kuna had to be literally al-Basari, so too there's a halacha that the Emurim had to be literally on the fire. And as a result, the laws of Chatzitza are secondary. So a Dovalach could be any Chaitz, it's mimba mina, it could be any chais, but at the end of the day, there's still going to be an issue either way. Zok de gemara weiter mishnah mincha shalei nikmitza. If somebody had a mincha, the kmitza wasn't taken yet from the mincha, because then he was makdirat pachot, it's potter. The halach is he's going to be potter, and the reason is because you have to do kmitza in order for it to be ra'i lahaktaras pnim. So if somebody was makdir the mincha without first doing the kmitza, he's going to be potter. Kmitza, what if the kmitza was done, v'chazar kumtza l'taycha, and then the kaimetz ended up falling back into the shirayim, v'kriva b'chutz, and then he was makriva b'chutz, chayev, he's going to be chayev. So we didn't start Masechtas Menachos yet, but we've seen enough Menachos and Masechtas Vachim to be familiar with the basics. And that is, the carbon mincha was not a carbon, it was made out of mincha and soilus and shemen and levayna sometimes. Right, that's what the carbon mincha was. The kohen would go, he would do a kmitza. We all know what kmitza looks like. He would take the kohenitz, he would burn it on the mizbeach. The rest of this mixture was not put on the mizbeach. In fact, you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. There was an issa aktara on the rest of the mixture. What was done with it? It was eaten. In most cases, it was eaten. That was the shirayim. So the Shiori Hadam was poured on the Yisoid. The Shirayim, in the context of Menachos, was eaten by the Kohanim. So what happened over here was, somebody did Kemitza, the Kohen did, and now the Kohimitz fell back into the Shirayim, and you were Makrivit, Aloch, is it going to be Chayv? The Gemara in that case, why you Chayv? Levati Shirayim, the Kohimitz. Why do we say that the Kohimitz is bottled to the Shirayim? So now, there's no Din Haktara anymore on this Taruvais. If there's no Din Haktara, in fact, there's an Issa Haktara on this Taruvais. So if there's no Din Haktara on this Taruvais, so you shouldn't be Chayv Achotz, because the only time you Chayv Achotz is if you were Makter something that has a Din to be Makter Befnim. I'm Reb Zeirin, Nemar Haktara, Kohimitz, Nemar Haktara, Shirayim. There's a Mitzvah Haktara regarding the Kohimitz, and there's an Issa Haktara regarding the Shirayim. Maktara is Kohimitz, and Kohimitz is Vata Chaveroi. Just like when it comes to the Mitzvah Haktara, there's no Halach of Bittel, Af Haktara, Shirayim, Inshirayim, Vatan Kohimitz. So too, when it comes to the Issa Haktara, there's no halacha of bittul as well. Rashi says, what does it mean there's no din bittul when it comes to the mitzvah saktara? So the Rashi says it's based on a Gemara Menachos Daf Chapez and Aleph, where the Gemara learns from a pasuk, not a Menachos, but rather a pasuk in the Avodah of Yom Kippur. The Lokach Midam Apar Umidam Hasar. And the Gemara says, Adova Yodua Shedam Apar Meruba Midam Hasar. Which animal has more dam? The Dam Apar has more dam than the dam asar. And still the Torah refers to it as the dam apar and the dam asar. How could the Torah even refer to it as the dam asar? Didn't the dam asar lose its identity? Did it become bottled to the dam apar? Mikan lo oilan shem evatlan, says the Gemara. You see from here that something that's oil on the Mizbeach doesn't become bottled. Incidentally, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that min beminoi is not bottle. He learns it from the same pasuk, but we hold min beminoi is bottle. As a result, what we take out of Volokach Midam Apar Midam Asar is not that there's no bittel when it comes to two things that are the same in. By the way, not to be confused with Mim B'Mino Ein Echotze. It's two completely different halachas. But what we learn is Mikan Lo Eilon Shem Mevatel Zezet. The bottom line is two things that have a din to go on the Mizbeach can't be Mevatel each other. So if you have, in our context, two Kaimitzes, a larger one and a smaller one, the larger one would not be Mevatel the smaller one. So too, when it comes to the Isser Haktara, where the halachas, you're not allowed to be Machtes Shirayim. If the Koimitz would become bottle to the Shirayim, there wouldn't be a bittel, although there should be, as it relates to it being bottle to the Shirayim, so that there should now be the loisase of leisaktiru menu ichel Hashem, the Issa Torah with regards to the entire Taruvus. If it's not bottle, you still look at the Koimitz as having its identity, it maintains its identity, thus you're going to have the Isser for being Maila, the Koimitz Bachos. If it was bottle, so you don't have the Koimitz. You don't have the Koimitz, so you can't have an Issa Torah, because there's no Issa Torah on the Shirayim or on the entire Mincha. The reason over here there's no bittel is because of this limud. If there's no bittel, so then the Koimitz is included in the Taruvus. If it's included in the Taruvus, Yichayev, to be makted the Koimitz, follow by Neshikh, Vazach, Mehem, Bachos. So a Minchas Nadava had a Koimitz, it also had a Levoy. So there were two Akhtaris. There was Akhtar of the Koimitz and Akhtar of the Levoin. So what happens if someone was Makhtar, only one of them? Chayiv. Rabbeleza says you're going to be Potter. Achi Yakrib is Hasheni. Until you're Makriv the second half. And this is Pashit. It's Rabbeleza Lashitasai. Or Rabbeleza Lashitasai. But what's the Lashitasai to the previous Mishnah? The previous Mishnah discussed if somebody was Makhtar, only a Chelik of the Koimitz, a Chelik of the Levoin, a Shir Chash of the Kazayas, but only part of it. Are you going to be Chayiv? Are you going to be Potter? Rabbeleza says you're Potter. You have to be Makhtar the entire thing. It's the same Rabbeleza says you have to be makter even the levoina. It's not enough to be chayiv just for the koimitz. You need the koimitz and the levoina. Echad b'fenem echad b'chutz chayiv. How stating that if one would be makter. If one of them was done b'fnim, now you'd be chayiv for the second one b'chutz, because the second one is completing the job. So even though you only makter a chelik of it b'chutz, but that second half is chashuv because it was mashlimit, and as a result, you're going to be chayv. So in order to eat the lechem aponim, there was a haktara. There was shnei bezichei levoina that had been brought in the mizbech achitzai. So shnei bezichei levoina, shehikrev es echem b'chutz, chayv. Rabbi Leza poiter, Rabbi Leza says, achi yakrev es hasheni. No, you're not chayv for only one of them, you have to do both. Echem b'fnim, echem b'chutz, one was always b'fnim, one was always b'chutz, chayv, you're going to be chayv. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho, koimitz, mao sheyatu kenegda b'shirayim. A very lomdash gemara that we're going to go through quickly. The Koimetz and the Levoina were both burnt on the Mizbeach every single time a Karban Mincha was brought. After the Haktara of the Koimetz and the Levoina, the Shirayim of the Mincha was eaten by the Kayanim. If the Koimetz and the Levoina were both not brought, you weren't allowed to eat from the Shirayim. The haktara of the kmitza and the levoina went to the mincha like the zrika was to the carbon. And just like the zrika was matter, in addition to being mechaper, it was also matter, basal achila, was matter the emurim to go on the mizbeach. So too the haktara of the kmitza and the levoina were matter the shirayim lachila. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka wanted to know, by a minchas nedava, where there were two haktaras, there was the haktara of the kmitza and there was the haktara of the levoina, and you only did one of them. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka assumes something happened. Meaning, it's not all or nothing. The fact that you were makter the koymetz or the levoina, you for sure did something. But he wanted to understand in lundis what happened. What were his two tzadim? Mishra shari or klushe miklash? Do you say that one of the haktaris is matter half of the shirayim, the other one is matter the other half? Rashi says that. How are you going to work that out? So Rashi touches on the sugya breira. You'll probably have to be mevarer which half you want to be matter. But the point is, one haktara could be matter something, it's matter half. Or do you say no? There's no such thing that one haktara is matter half. But rather, the one haktara is only kedushi miklash. It just weakens, it shvachens everything. So it somehow downgrades be'ichos, qualitatively, the iser of the entire shirayim. But it's not like you say that if I did half of the haktara, half of the matar, that's enough to say that half of the shirayim is somehow going to be mutar. So again, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha assumed for sure it's not all or nothing. That if you do one haktara, you're for sure being matar. He just wanted to know, are you being matar quantitatively or qualitatively? Do you say quantitatively, if I did half of the haktara, I'm matter half of the shirayim? We'll have to figure out how to know which half you're being matter, but half of it you're being matter. Or do you say no, it's not quantitatively that I'm not matter anything quantitatively, but qualitatively, the ichos of everything actually weakens, says the Gemara. Alibidama. Let's try to understand this a little bit better. Yeah, Libid Rameir. Are we going to Rameir? Which Rameir? The Amam Mefaglim B'chatzim Mater Mishra Shor. So the Gemara says that this Shaila seems eerily similar to another Shaila, and also a very Lamdash Shaila. Sugya Perik Beishama. But the Gemara is Machlekes Rameir L'Chachamim whether Mefaglim B'chatzim Mater or Ein Mefaglim B'chatzim Mater. We know Machsheves Pigel has to take place during an Avodah Samater. Shchita Kabbalah Eloch Hazrika. You were doing an Avodah that's Mater. That's why Zrika Shleibim Koyma is not Mefagl, even though it's an Avodah, but it's not a matter, because Srika Shalabim Kaima, even if he all Kim Kaima Dami, still the boss is gonna be awesome. So you have to be doing it away this amount. The question is, do you have to be mafagal? Do you have to have the machshavas pigel during the entire matter? Or is it enough to be mafagal b'chatzi matter? As long as I had in mind the machshavas pigel during half, that's gonna be enough. For example, you bring in the chatois apnimiyos, where all four zrikas are ma'akiv, and you are machashav during two of them, but not during all four of them. So I was mefagel b'chatzi matter. Is that a machshavas pigel or not? So Rameyah holds mefagel b'chatzi matter, and the Rabbanon hold a mefagel b'chatzi matter. And the Gemara says that first glance seems like a similar shaila. Meaning, how much chshivus does chatzi matter have? And the Gemara tainus l'chur according to Rameyah that holds mefagel b'chatzi matter. I think it's pashut mishrashari. It's pashut that a chatzi matter does something. Meaning it's matter half. Because if it's not matter half, then it's not a matter. If it's not a matter, why could I be mefagel b'chatzi matter? So the Gemara says that this Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Shaila, it's poshut, says the Gemara, that if he was going a little bit around Meir, it wouldn't be a Shaila. Because you would take on the most mechudish to get sad in Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Shaila, and that is the Mishra Shari. And then the Gemara continues, and he had to be the Rabban. If Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha was going to Rabban that hold a mefagel b'chatzi matter, then maybe, you have to insert the word maybe, loy Mishra Shari, loy Miklash Kalish, maybe it's not Mishra Shari or it's not. Well, how did Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, this presupposed, for sure chatzi matter does something? He's just not sure what. Is it quantity or is it quality? Is it matter half of it for legamre, or all of it just the iser somehow weakens? L'chura, if you hold a mefagel mechatzi matter, then you see you can't be mefagel. It's not a matter. Maybe it does nothing. I mean, if I'll be the rabbeir, then it's for sure mishra shari. And if I'll be the rabbanon, maybe it's like mishra shari, like miklash kolish. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says the Gemara, if he was going, I'll be the rabbanon should have declared three tzedakah. Is it mishra shari, or is it miklash kolish, or maybe it's nothing? Says the Gemara, and the Gemara continues, and that's how it comes to our sugya. Ela libid Rabbi Elazar. Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar that holds that you're not chayiv bachutz for a chatzi matter. The Gemara says you don't think anything of Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar karabonet sfirle. At first glance, I think Rabbi Elazar sounds very much like the rabbanon that hold in mefaglin bechatzi matter. Meaning it's nachosh of a chatzi matter. That's why you're not chayiv bachutz. And as a result, according to Rabbanon, maybe it's loy mishra shari and it's loy miklash kolish. So how does Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha know for sure that the chatzi matter does something? Says the Gemara, Ella, and this is the maskana, a little bit of Rabbanon, the hacha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha was going according to Rabbanon over here. From the Rabbanon over here, that hold that if you're makdo just the kometz or just the levoina, you're chayiv. So you see, there's some chashivos to the chatzi, and he wanted to know what's that chashivos. Is it mishra shari, a kolosh miklosh, teiku? That's where he was teiku. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka was clearing a shaila according to a tana in Shas that holds that there's some chashivos for a chatzi matter. And the way the Gemara comes out is, in summation, there's two tanaim in Shas that hold this chashivos to a chatzi matter. There's Rav Meir in the sugis of pigul, and there's the Chachamim in the sugis of ashoichet v'amayim. Both very long the sugis. Rav Meir in the sugis of pigul holds as a chashivos for chatzi matter. And they hold mefaglum b'chatzim matter. The chachamim in the sugis of ashoichet v'amayim hold as a chashivos of chatzim matter. They hold that if you're maila a chatzim matter b'chutz, for that you're going to be chayv. Now Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka walks into Beis Medrash one day and he says, "I have a chakira hayodua." Well, we say chatzim matter works. Is it mishra shari or is it miklash kolish? Quantitatively, half of it becomes mutter 100% glatt kosher, or is it no? It's just miklash kolish. All of it, not half of it, all of it. Somehow, qualitatively, the iser. So where do you find this concept that qualitatively something should be aser but not so aser? I'll give you two examples. Number one, chatzi shir. So chatzi shir is aser ben atayra, but there's no einchen. So when you do a shir, there's malchus and there's chorus and there's chayvim mises bezdin and there's everything. But chatzi shir is aser ben atayra. It's the same iser. According to one side in Reb Chaim Moser and all the Achreinim's Chakira, but it's just qualitatively, it's not the same issue. Another example is in the sugya of Einis Achal Alisser. Well, the Gemara says that even though Einis Achal Alisser, but Lekoivre Ben Rishon Gemurim, Isser Achal Alisser. So if someone does an Isser Achal Alisser, the second Isser, Isser, Lekoivre Ben Rishon Gemurim, but it's not the real Isser. There's no Malkus, there's no Einchim. So again, there's this idea of a Miklash Kolish, and that was the other side. So the Gemara says, okay, I have two Tanoim in Shas. Rav Meir, who holds there's a chashivos to chatzim matter in the sugis of pigul, and the chum that holds a chashivos to chatzim matter in the sugis of alosos. You can't be clearing the shiloh according to Rav Meir, because according to Rav Meir there's no shiloh. It's pasha mishrashari. Because Rav Meir said the biggest chiddush. He said that chatzim matter is a matter. Because you can be mefagel in it. You can't be mefagel at first glance in a chatzi matter. You can be mefagel in a matter. If it's a matter, it must be mishrashari. It's actually matter. It's matter half. And that's the beer in Rameir. So if Yisroch Knafki, you have no shaila according to Rameir. The Gemara says, but according to the Rabbanan and Halas Chutz, there it's a nice shaila. Because in Rabbanan and Halas Chutz, you see for sure there's a chashivos of a chatzi, but it could be it's mishrashari, it's miklash kolish. Miklash kolish would be enough to say that if you're mailet bachutz, you're going to be chayv. Zok the Mishnah. If someone does rika on some of the damba, Rabbi Loza says, "Av hamenasek meachag bechag bechutz chayev." If someone is menasek, he does nisuch hamayim with mayim that was niskadish for nisuch hamayim on sukkis bechutz chayev. He's too chayev, right? So he does the nisuch hamayim, but not on the mizbeach. He does the bechutz. Rabbi Nechemya says, "Shiori adam shakriv machutz chayev." If someone is makriv the shirayim machutz, he's going to be chayev for this as well. That's going to be the part of the topic of tomorrow's daf. And this is, of course, Rabbi Nechemya shita. We finally see it inside. Rabbi Nechemya shita throughout Zvachim, where Rabbi Nechemya holds shirayim is ma'akiv. Shirayim, ordinarily you assume, is not ma'akiv. But the Gemara always brings shitas from Nechemya. From the fact that Rabbi Nechemya holds that yichayev for shvicha shirayim bechutz, so you see that shirayim must be an avoida ha-ma'akev. Either way, the Mishnah said three halachas. Number one, if someone does rika with miktsas of the dam bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. Number two, nisuch ha-mayim on sukkis bachutz, you're chayiv. And number three, shvicha shirayim, according to Rav Nechemya bachutz, you're going to be chayiv as well. Amar Rava said, umoyde Rav Elazar bedam. Here it's Rav Elazar, not Rav Eliezer. So the gersois go back and forth. Says Rav Rava that if you notice, Rav Elazar is not mentioned in this Mishnah. This is the third Mishnah with in succession where the Mishnah discussed this concept of where you were makter a chelek of something that you were supposed to be makter. In the first Mishnah, you had a koimetz, just as one of the examples, you only makter part of the koimetz. In the second Mishnah, you had the koimetz and the levoina, you were makter the koimetz, you weren't makter the levoina. In both of those cases, it was a machlekes, Rabbi Loz and the Chacham. Chacham says, you chayev as long as you do a shir chashev. Rabbi Loz says, no, you have to do everything. When it comes to Zriko, hazorek mitzaz dam chayev, and there's no Rabbi Loz. Now, there is a Rabbi Loz, but Rabbi Loz is talking about Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Loz doesn't argue with regards to, he doesn't argue with regards to the halacha of Zriko. Oh, my Rabbi, so Rabbi made the obvious tiyik, Rabbi Loz is Maida. The Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Mimachim Shapasak, Misham Hu Maschel. Now, just to be clear, that's Poshit. If someone's Zorik Miktsas Dam of a carbon that went on the Mizbech HaChitzayin,
it's pasha that you're going to be chayv, because all you have to do is once rika. Only one, even by the chatam, chalik b'sham b'sil, we pass on b'sil, only once rika's makiv. So mean that only once rika's makiv, so that's everything. Right? The whole yisoid of Rabbi Lazar Shita is that you, the whole kaimitz is makiv. So if you did part of it, pachot, you're potter. The kaimitz and the levina are makiv. So if you did the kaimitz and not the levina, you're going to be potter. But by zrika, only once rika's makiv. So mean that only once rika's makiv, is pasha Rabbi Lazar is going to agree. What Rabbi was saying was that why did Rabbi Lazar argue by the chatois apnimiya is the chatois apnimiya is all five of them with aloch is that all the zrikas are ma'akiv the parmanasov. So all the zrikas are ma'akiv over there shouldn't be a machlokes that according to the chachamim one zrika is enough, just like part of the koymitz is enough, then part of the dam. Miktsas dam would be enough as well. But Rabbi Lazar should argue. Says, Rabbi, you want to know why Rabbi Lazar didn't argue? Because maydi Rabbi Lazar v'damim. And it's based on another sheet as Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar mesachtes yuma. The context over there was the koyim's doing the avoid on Yom Kippur. And of course, he's bringing the dam apar and the dam asar, which are two of the five chatayis apnimiyais. And then it was nishbach adam. So he has to go get more blood. So what does he do? He can start from where he is. And even if there's only one zrika that still needs to be done, it's fine. You bring a new par and a new sire, you shecht it the whole 9 yards, and then you take the dam and you do the one zrika. So you see that you can bring a whole carbon for one zrika. You know what that means? That means one zrika in the chatayis apnimiyos is very, very chashiv. Meaning that it's very chashiv. Rabbi Lazar l'shitasoy is going to hold over here that you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Lazar oimer afa menasach me'achag b'chag b'chutz is chayiv. Rabbi Lazar said that if somebody does nisach ha'mayim on sukkis b'chutz, he's going to be chayiv. And this next gemara is a classic. Am Rabbi Yochanan mishum menachem yutfa. Rabbi Lazar, but she is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yomro. Rabbi Lazar was going according to his Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Nisach HaMayim Dei Raisa, who holds that the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is Dei Raisa. Tosfos says, what? It sounds like there's a man Dama that holds that Nisach HaMayim was only Midrabanan. First of all, Tosfos, it sounds like a very big Kiddush. And number two, it can't be. Why? You can't bring a carbon Midrabanan. You may be chulun lazara. You're not bringing chulun lazara. The mayim, if there's no mitzvahs nisach hamayim, you can't be mekadesh mayim. So if you can't be mekadesh mayim, it's always going to be chulun. If it's going to be chulun, you're bringing chulun lazara. How do they do mitzvahs nisach hamayim? I ain't toys. We'll get back to this. But either way, says the Gemara. There, Yechiran said, I heard from a chacham, Rab Menachem Yutfa, who said pshan in this Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah that he's going in the sheet as Rabbi Akiva. The Amar nisach hamayim day right time went to the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says unsocheo. It says unsocheo. Now the context over there is the sixth day of Sukkot. And the Torah is going through the karbonas that were brought. The last pasuk is Usir Chatos Echad. There was a sorry, this is part of the Musafim, the special karbonas, the 70 karbonas that were brought on Sukkot. Milvad Oila Satomid Minchas Unsacha. And this was, of course, brought in addition to the karbon. Karbon oil was brought every day, even on Yom Tov. So the pasuk says Milvad Oila Satomid Minchas Unsacha. So in addition to the Oila, it's Mincha. Unesachah Lashon Rabin, said Rabbi Akiva. What's this Unesachah Lashon Rabin? The carbon oil was brought with Nesachim, but it's Nesachim Lashon Yachid. Yayin. Every single day, twice. When they brought the carbon Talmud, there would be wine that was offered on the Mizbeach with it. But it was one. It was singular. What's Unesachah? In fact, every other time, the Torah, not every time, but you have to go through these psukim, the Gemara Darshan said, most times the Torah will say, Minchasa v'niska. It's the Lashon Yachid. So why over here is it Unesachah, Lashon Rabbim, says Rabbi Yekki, because we're talking about Sukkot. And on Sukkot, there was a second Nisuch that was brought, and that Nisuch wasn't Yayin, that Nisuch was Mayin. B'shnei Nisuch ha'makasa medaber. Echon Nisuch ha'mayin, echon Nisuch ha'yayin. Amar Leishok Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, you Rabbi Yochanan, Reb, you heard from Rabbi Menachem Yutfa that Rabbi Lazar that said that if someone does Nisach HaMayim B'chutz on Sukkot, he's over Halas Chutz, that he's going B'shitas. His Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, that holds that Nisach HaMayim is the Raisa, right? At first glance, it makes a lot of sense. Because if Nisach HaMayim is the Rabbanan, why are you Chayiv B'chutz? So you probably, because he's going in the sheet of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, and that's why you're going to be Chayiv B'chutz. But Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, I have two kashas. Number one, if Pshat and Rabbi Lazar is that he holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that the Makar to Nisach HaMayim is Unsacheha, it's Echon Nisach HaYayim, Echon Nisach HaMayim. It sounds then like the Torah is comparing, equating Nisach HaMayim to Nisach HaYayim. If so, Imal Lahalon Shleish Shlugin, Avkan Shleish Shlugin, shouldn't you have the same share for Nisach HaMayim as you have for Nisach HaYayim? And Nisach HaYayim, we know the share was Gimelugin. Here too, there should be a share of Gimelugin. Okay. But Rabbi Lazar Mechag Kama. Rabbi Lazar didn't say anything about a share. Rabbi Lazar said, Afa Menasich Mechag Bechag Bechutz Chayim. If he holds, like Rabbi Akiva Rabbi, that the Makar to Nisach HaMayim is a pasuk in the Torah, it says Unsachel by Nisach HaMayim. by the oila. Me, you're comparing it to the nusachim that was brought with the oila, which is the nischayayin. It should have the same shear as the nischayayin. If that's the case, Rabbi Elazar should have said af ha-menaseich shloishes lugim me'achag. Shouldn't the shear be ma'akib? Additionally, he told him malahalan b'shayim ha'isashana afkam b'shayim ha'isashana. Listen to Akasha. If the mekart nisachanayim is unzacher that it says in the parsha of nischayayin, then shouldn't it be similar to nischay? Yayin. And just like Nisach HaYayin was the whole year, Nisach HaMayim should also be the whole year. Rabbi Elazar b'chag kamar. Elazar didn't say that. He said, Afa menasech me'achag b'chag. Why only on Yontif? L'chura, if someone's menas, someone does Nisach HaMayim on a regular Tuesday, he should be chayv as well, because isn't Nisach HaMayim hukash to Nisach HaYayin? So Rish Lakish told Rabbi Akiva, there's no way Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Akiva. Because if he holds like Rabbi Akiva, shtei tshuva is bedover. If he holds that the makar to Nisach HaMayim is unzacher, that it says in the by the carbon oil, referring to the nischayin, that means there has to be a hekesh between nischayin and nischayin. And I have two rayas, he doesn't hold it as hekesh. Number one, there should be a din shloishes lugin nischayin, just like this by nischayin. Number two, just like nischayin is the whole year, nischayin should also be the whole year. And as a result, it should come out that you should be chayiv even the whole year. Rebbe Elazar never said anything about a shir, and he said it's only chayiv b'chag. Therefore, Rish Lakish continued, and Rish Lakish said, Ishtam mitzay od Amar Abasi. He said, Rebbe, I think we forgot what Rav Asi said. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's interesting. Rav Asi said, and then Rav Yochanan. Tais as much as with this. Mishum Rav Nechunya ish bikas beis churtan. Esen etiois. That's a sugya that's not negay right now. Arava, it's also a halacha that's not negay right now. The nisuch hamayim, that's what we do need. Halacha l'moish misinai. And it's true, Rabbi Elazar holds it's deiraisa, but not Rabbi Akiva Rabbi. He holds it's midairaisa mitzad halacha l'moish misinai. If it's deiraisa mitzad halacha l'moish misinai, there's no sheiches between nisuch hamayim and nisuch hayayim. So nisuch hayayim has gimalugin. Nisuch hamayim doesn't have gimalugin. Nisuch hayayim is the whole year, but nisuch hamayim is not the whole year. Bottom line is, Rish Lakish said it's true, Rabbi Elazar must hold it's deiraisa, but not deiraisa like Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, unzacher, but rather deiraisa based on a halacha l'moshim. Tosfos asks a bomb kasha, a very obvious question, and he prefaces the question with one word, tema. So you know Tosfos is very bothered, right? There's v'imtaymar, there's tema, there's v'kasha l'ri, right? Tosfos uses different adjectives to describe questions. Tema is a big kasha. And Tosfos says this gemara is literally tamua, it's wunderbart, right? So how do you understand Pashup Shana in this gemara? The gemara seems to be saying that according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that the makarta nisach hamayim is unzacher, that it's Echon nisach hayayim ve'echon nisach hamayim. So nisach hamayim has to parallel nisach hayayim. And just like nisach hayayim the whole year, every 365 days, twice, hamayim ba'ahava, they would bring the carbon oil. And together with it, there were wine libations. There was a nisach hayayim. We have to counter it with a little English. So too, the nisach hamayim was also 365 days a year. Frank Tosis, really? I'm supposed to walk away from this Gemara thinking the Rabbi Akiva holds Nisach HaMayim wasn't only on Sukkot, it was the whole year. Tema, the Rabbi Akiva made the day Nisach HaMayim al B'chag. Everybody holds Nisach HaMayim was only B'chag. So Rabbi Elazar maybe held like Rabbi Akiva, and still, Nisach HaMayim, although it's learned out from a pasuk that discusses the halach of Nisach HaYayin as well, but the bottom line is, of course, the Mayim was only brought on Sukkot. And being that it was only brought on Sukkot, at the end of the day, the only time you should be Chai B'chutz is on Sukkot, because that's the only time it's Roy Lefnim. And if you want to get lumbish, if you makadish it before Sukkot, would be posul lahakrava because it's a mechusas man. If you want to give it a lumdisha, you want to have a tag it with a specific psul. The name of the psul is mechusas man. So it's going to be mechusas man. You're not chayiv if it's posul. That's the whole theme of Perek Hashechet Va'amayla. So the bottom line is, Freik Tosa Akasha, what in the world is the Gemara saying? That Rabbi Elazar can't go like Rabbi Akiva? Because if he held like Rabbi Akiva, he should be chayiv for Nisuch HaMayim B'Shayim Mois HaShana. Nisuch HaMayim B'Shayim Mois HaShana is mechusas man. Nobody holds this Nisuch HaMayim B'Shayim Mois HaShana. Not even Rabbi Akiva. It's learned out from a hekish. Okay, it's learned out from a hekish. It's still in the musafin of Sukkot, and we learned that it's only negay on the yontif of Sukkot. Bottom line is, Tosfos says tema. It's a very, very shver kasha. So I was actually zoicha to hear shir from Yeshua in Perek Mizbech Mekadosh. They don't give in brisk. They stop giving shir in Zvachim Perikol Atad. I was thinking, I think we did come out the same thing, but this is the brisk of Mahalach. But bottom line. Let's be honest. But they stopped shir in Perek Kol HaTodos. They don't say shir in HaShechet V'Amayla. But this was in the beginning of Perek HaMizbech Mekadosh, where the Gemara there too brought Nisach HaMayim as well. And he said over a Mahalach from the Zeder Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim said, Pshat, to answer Tosfos Kasha, Pshat in our sugya, and Behekta Machakira. The Nisach HaMayim was brought every day Sukkos. So they would bring the karbonis that had to be brought, and then they brought nisach hamayim. Reb Chaim declared, the mitzvah of nisach hamayim, was it a chayvas karbon or was it a chayvas hayoyim? Was it a chayvas karbon meaning that in addition to the nischei hayayin that was brought with the carbon tamid on Sukkot, there was another nisuch that had to be brought. This one wasn't wine, this one was water. But it was a chayvas carbon. I mean, just like everybody understands that the nischei hayayin is part of the carbon, so too the nischei mayim, said Reb Chaim, was maybe a chayvas carbon as well. It was part of the carbon. The din of the hakrava, of the carbon oila on Sukkot was not just to bring it with one type of nesachin, but to bring it with a second type of nesachim as well. Nisach hayayin and nisach hamayim. But the point is, it was a chayvas carbon. Also, Reb Chaim, maybe it has nothing to do with the carbon. Maybe it was a chayvas hayayin. The yontif of Sukkot was mechayiv. Just like Sukkot is mechayiv to sin in a sukkah. And it's mechayiv dalad minim. It's mechayiv certain karbonos. It's mechayiv a mitzvah arava. There was a mitzvah that's related to the kedusha hayayin. That was the nisach hamayim. Now it just so happens that it was brought in the Beis HaMikdash and it was brought together with the carbon. But that's more just the details of how you mechayim the mitzvah. But in terms of the underlying mechayiv, the makar to the mitzvah, the source to the mitzvah, it's not a chayvas carbon, but rather it's a chayvas hayot. That was Reb Chaim's shayla. Said Reb Chaim, and I'll tell you a few nafkuminis. Number one, could you do the nisach hamayim before the carbon tamid was brought? If it's a chilek of the carbon tamid, then obviously you have to first bring the carbon and then you do the nisach hamayim. Just like you couldn't do the nisach hayayin before the carbon tamid, so too you would be able to do the nisach hamayim before the carbon. That's all true if it's a chayvas carbon. If it's a chayvas hayayin, then maybe you could do it right before the carbon. That's also considered being brought together with the carbon. Additionally, Reb Chaim said, I'll tell another nafkimin. We know the Gemara says, "Umin chasam v'neskeya." We learn from there, "Afilu mikan v'dasariya." So there was halacha that if the carbon was brought today and they didn't bring the nesach, they didn't have wine, you can bring it in 10 days from now. There was no halacha that the nesachim had to be brought literally at the same second together with the carbon. So even if you brought it on a later day, that too was going to be okay. Said Reb Chaim, would it be okay to bring the nisuch hamayim of the carbon oila 10 days after the carbon was brought? If it's a chayvas carbon, it's just another type of nesachim, then said Reb Chaim, at first glance, you can make the argument that just like the nischei yayin could be brought on a later date, then maybe the nischei hamayim could be brought on a later date as well. But if it's a chayvas hayayim, you can't shake lulav 10 days after Sukkot. So you can't do the nischei hamayim 10 days after Sukkot as well. So Reb Chaim said, and this is the very abridged version, Reb Chaim said that at first glance, it should be totally in the machlokes between Reb Menachem Yudfa and Reish Lakish and our Gemara writing. According to the mandam in our Gemara that said that the makar to the nisach hamayim is the pasuk that describes the carbon tamid, where it said usir chatus echem avad ilas hatamid min chasa unzachel echem nisach hayayim echem nisach hamayim. So the Torah is clearly equating it to the nisach hayayim. So just like nisach hayayim was part and parcel of the carbon tamid, the nisach hamayim is going to be part and parcel of the carbon tamid as well. In other words, it's going to be chayvas carbon. But according to the Reish Lakish, who said here ishtamid semid rabasi, that it's halacha l'moishim yisina, it's halacha l'moishim yisina, then you can entertain another tzad. Who said the halacha? Where do you see in the halacha l'moishim yisina that it's a chayvas carbon? It's more mistaber, if anything, that would be a chayvas hayayin. Said Reb Chaim, lefizet half of a fellow of the Gemara. The Gemara said that according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that umin chasa unzachel, that echon nisach hayayim, echon nisach hamayim, that's the makar to nisach hamayim. Why did Rabbi Elazar say, menasich me'achag b'chag b'chutz chayiv? L'chur, you could do it even shaloi b'chag and b'chayiv. Frank Tosis table. What, you're going to tell me Rabbi Akiva holds, because it's learned out from Nisachel, that there's no halacha that nisach hamayim has to be on yontif? Hot Reb Chaim gezok davad, it had to be on yontif. But I'll find you a hechetimtza where you could do nisach hamayim even not on yontif. How so? They brought the carbon oil on Sukkot and they didn't have the nesachin. And just like by nisach hayayim, the halacha is, feeling mikan v'dasar yamim. So when it comes to nisach hamayim on this side, it's also going to be mikan v'dasar yamim. So tainas the Gemara, if you hold that the makar is the pasuk, so then it's a chayvas carbon, like we spoke out in our chakira. If it's a chayvas carbon, then it has the same dinim of the nisach hayayim. And just like the nisach hayayim, you could bring 10 days later. Nisach hamayim, you could also bring 10 days later. That means it's possible to bring the nisach hamayim even not on Sukkot. So why did Rabbi Elazar say b'chag? That's what Reish Lakish said. That you know, a pshat of Rabbi Elazar is he held those halachos. If it's a lochel moishim yisina, it's not a chayvas carbon. Rather, it's a chayvas hayoyim. If it's a chayvas hayoyim, it has to be dafke b'chag, and that's the beer in our Gemara. Again, this is the very abridged version. That's the first aura. The second aura, just to end on a lighter note, And that is, so we know that the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim was done on Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. There's a well-known Rashi in the beginning of the fifth parak of Masechta Sukkot, Sukkot Daf Nun Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there is discussing the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Says Rashi, why was there a Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Beis HaMikdash? Zok Rashi, Kol Simcha Zu Eina Ela B'Shul Nisuch Hamayim. The reason that there was a Simchas Beis HaShoeva was because there was a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, and the Pasuk says, Usha'aftem Mayim B'Sasayim. So as a result, the Nisuch HaMayim was done with a tremendous simcha. It was related to this idea of Usha'aftem Mayim B'Sasayim. So Nisuch HaMayim is something that had to be B'Simcha. And it's obviously something that's Sarach Bir, right? Because of Nisuch HaMayim, there was such excitement. What Ma'in Yin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? Okay, Usha'aftem Mayim B'Sasayim. But not just that, Chazal say that kosher leiros simchas beis hasheiva leiros simcha b'yamav. So at first glance, you have to understand, Rashi says that the purpose of simchas beis hasheiva was related to the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim ule simcha mazu oisa. Why are we getting so excited? Why is everybody getting so worked up because of the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim? So much so that Chazal say that kol shaleira simchas beis hasheiva leira simcha b'yamav. You know who asks the kasha? The Marsha. The Marsha in Chedushei Agadas asks the kasha. He says a one line teretz, but it gives a little bit of an introduction. And that is a Mishnah and a Gemara, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there says, Baba Prakam Olam Nidan. There were four times a year that the world is judged. So we're familiar with the big one, and that's on Rosh Hashanah, right around the corner. But Baba Prakam Olam Nidan, but Pesach Alatfuah, Batzeres Alperes Ilam, Rosh Hashanah, Kabay Olam, Ibram, the Fanaf Givnei Marim, I'm skipping, Ubechag Nidainim Al Hamayim, says the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Nei Ma Am Rabbi Torah, Vio Am Rabbi Pesach. Why do we bring the carbon Omer on Pesach? Nevnei Shah Pesach Zman Tfuahu, Am Rabbi Kadosh Baruch Hu. He Vio Lefanai Am Rabbi Pesach, Kidei Shah Tzborich Lechem Tfuah. You know why you bring the carbon Omer on Pesach? Because on Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah of Tfuah. So bring a carbon made of Tfuah, that's a skula that the Tfuah will have bracha. Why do you bring the Shtei Alechem on Atzeres? Because the Shtei Alechem came from Peroi Sa'ivon. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yivyu Lufanai Shtei Alechem Batzeres Kidei Sheyis Baruch Hu Lechem Peroi Sa'ivon. Why is there a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim on Yontif? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yontif of Sukkis Nisuch Lufanai Mayim B'chag. Bring Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkis Kidei Sheyis Baruch Hu Lechem Gishmei Shana, so that you're going to have Gishmei Brucha. It's a decent parnusa. So you want to know why there's a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim? It's because on Sukkot, when the Nisuch HaMayim was brought, the world is judged for parnusa. So the Yom HaDin for parnusa, for Mayim, for Gishomim, is on Sukkot. That's when we say Masha Baruch HaMarid HaGashem. We wait till Shmini Atzeres because we don't want it to rain on Sukkot. But really, that's the Zman. The Zman is because that's B'chag Nidoinim Al HaMayim. And it's for that reason we bring Nisuch HaMayim. Bring a carbon from what we want should be blessed, and it's a skula, so to speak, Kadei Sheyis Baruch Hu Mayim. Says the Marsha, it comes out when the Yidin were Mekayim the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim, that was going to bring the Shefa of Parnasa onto the world. Says the Marsha, that's why everybody was so happy. You know why everybody was so excited by the Nisuch HaMayim? Ushafta Mayim Besosayim, Simchas Beis HaSheva, because everybody understood that through the Nisuch HaMayim there was going to be Brocha. Brocha in what? Brocha in the Mayim. And they were so excited, because this was the mother of all schools, the Parnasa. Chazal say, this is a Haftach from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem says, bring Nisuch HaMayim Kedei Sheyis Baruch Hu. I'm telling you, you're going to get bracha. So everybody was so excited because they understood B'chayit Nidoinim Al HaMayim, but they need to do something to make sure that it's going to be a Ksiva V'Ksiva V'Toiva as it relates to Mayim, as it relates to Parnasa. And this is what they're doing right now. That's why they're happy. Unbelievable. So the Simchas Beis HaSheva, all the excitement was related to Parnasa. I think it was related to a Dover Gashmi. Gashmi, Geshem, it's the same word, right? That's what this is. It's Geshomim. I think that at first glance, this is what everybody was so excited about. Okay, I don't think that's so shver, but that's certainly Pashup Shat, what the Marsha is coming to say, that the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was related to the fact that B'chag Nidoinim Al HaMayim, we're doing the Nisuch HaMayim right now, this is going to bring the Shefa of Geshem, and that's what everybody was so excited. But I think that perhaps there's even a little bit of a deeper kivon, and that is, that the pasuk says in the end of Parshas Re'eh, Shivas Yomim Tochig L'Hashem Elokecha. We're talking about the Yontiv of Sukkos. Ba'amokim Hashivcha Hashem Ki Yivarecha Hashem Elokecha B'chol Tfuascha U'b'chol Masa Yodecha V'ho'yisa Achsamech. Right, you all know this. V'samachta B'chagecha V'yisa Achsamech doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. It's really a combination of two pasukim. It says V'samachta B'chagecha and it says V'yisa Achsamech. So here it says V'ho'yisa Achsamech. So Shivas Yomim, it says it by Sukkos, right? Listen carefully. By Sukkos, Shivas Yom Tochig L'Hashem Elokecha, and then it says at the end, why? L'man Yivarecha Hashem Elokecha v'chol tfuascha v'chol masach is going to be shefa brach in all your parnasa. V'ho'yisa achsamech. Says Rashi, V'ho'yisa achsamech l'fi pshutai ein zeh loshen tzivoy. Pashu pshan of this pasuk is not the way people think. V'ho'yisa achsamech, it's a mitzvah. Yeah, Chazal say that it is a mitzvah. But Pashu pshat says Rashi, that's not what it is. Elo loshen avtoch. Right, Rashi is very sharp. It's not a mitzvah. That's not what the Torah is saying. That's not Pashup Shah. You're distorting Pashup Shah in the Pasuk. If you think the Torah is telling you there's a mitzvah during the 7-day Sukkot to be Besimcha. It's true, it's a Chazal, but it's not the Pashup, it's not the Pshat. Elo Lashon Havtocha. What it is a Lashon Havtocha. The Evan Ezra says the same thing. Evan Ezra says, V'yisa Achsamech, mitzvah l'smoich b'chag ha-sukkos. V'yesh oimrim, ki yivarechecha lo'osid. It's a Havtocha. V'tiyah lo'olam sameach. You're always going to be besimcha. That if somebody's besimcha on Sukkos, it's like a haftacha, that you're always going to be besimcha. So it's clear that this simcha that the Yidden got during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, during the 7 days in Sukkos, it wasn't just some simcha that they had at that very moment. It was a simcha that they carried along with them. It was something that they were able to take with them through the long winter, through the Ibiyar. That was something that they were able to take with them. There was a giveaway, there was a takeaway that you got from the Beis HaMikdash, right? You show up, so you go to a nice, right, big party, so usually there's something to take home with. There was a takeaway. You know what the takeaway was? You're going to walk away. If you can internalize what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a haftacha that you're always going to be besimcha. This Simchas Beis HaShoeva was something that the Jews had the ability, it's a haftacha. All you have to do is take in what's going on. And you have this promise that you're going to be able to. And it doesn't say there's a promise of parnosa. That's not what it says. It says, V'yisach samech. There's a promise that you're for sure going to be besimcha. What's the pshat? The pshat's poshet. The pshat is because the Yidden in the Beit HaMikdash during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they were able to internalize clearly that everything comes from Hashem. That it's Hevi'u l'fonai nisuch ha-mayim k'dei she'yisborchu lochem gishmei shana. That everything comes from Hashem. And if a person's able to take that with him and internalize that, so his anxiety levels go down, all his daigas start to dissipate, and that's the haftacha. That's v'yisach samech. That's chavis halvavis, shara betochen 101. That's the v'yisach samech. I was thinking, that Tos brings the Yerushalmi. So why was it called Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Because they were shayev ruach HaKodesh. It's interesting. They were shayev, there was a certain ruach HaKodesh, which made me think, the Marsha says that the whole Simchas Beis HaShoeva is related more to God. It's related to Mota Parnasa. So on the one hand, everyone's all excited because they just got a school of the Parnasa. But then again, it's somehow related to Ruach HaKodesh. So is this some really heebie-jeebie Ruchnius thing idea? Could be the Ruach HaKodesh was. They saw clearly that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That everything is from Hashem. I mean, people go for schools for Parnasa, but something's like a hedge. You know, what do I have to lose? Okay, so it's not a bad school. It's not so expensive. That's not V'Yisa Achsamech. V'Yisa Achsamech is not when the skula or the tefila or the bracha is a hedge. That's nice, but again, that's not V'Yisa Achsamech. V'Yisa Achsamech came with this Ruach HaKodesh, with this clarity where every single yid that was there was zoicha to see in high definition that everything comes from Hashem, that through the Nisuch HaMayim, that's where the Parnassah is going to come. And that brought out this unbelievable simcha. It wasn't just a simcha, oh wow, there's going to be Parnassah. It's a simcha that comes with this Ruach HaKodesh, that Parnassah is from Hashem. And that's a much greater simcha. The fact that you know that Bonim Atim L'Hashem Elokeichem, and that there's a father in Shemayim that's Avinu and Malkeinu, he's a Kol Yochel, and he can provide us with Parnasa. That's the greatest simcha. Kol Shalei Ra, Simcha Zu, Lei Ra, Simcha Me'olam. And that's not just the simcha that lasted 7 days, but it's a simcha that the Yidden were able to take with them as long as Shivas Yomim Tachay. If you took in that message, then there's a haftacha, says Rashi, V'yisach Sameach.